Now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus answered, Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. John 9:1-4. This man has been born blind. He has been blind all of his life. Try to imagine that you have never seen a bird, or the blades of a fan turning, or the clouds gathering for a spring rain, and yet you hear the singing and the whirring sounds and a rumble far off. How are you to match up what you hear with what you have never seen? How can you see danger if you do not know what sounds to listen for, and what can take away your fears of the unknown? Try to imagine, if you can, what it must have been like for this man to have removed the mud that Jesus had put on his eyes, and after washing them, to step out of the darkness and to see the light. Would it take your breath away? You now are able to associate the sounds with the owners of the sounds, and you are able to start putting together the pieces of the puzzle that have been life to you until this moment. But now, from this moment on, nothing will sound the same, because you now have eyes to see. Too often we get stuck in the physical, and we do not look for, at, or for anything beyond it. And there is another realm that is today spilling over like a great flood coming over the dam, and it is the spiritual realm emptying itself into what we are familiar with around us. Recall from Ephesians 6:12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. In Corinthians 2:4 it says, The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers, so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. We are told that these entities exist. They are real. And we had better pay attention to what's going on around us, lest we find ourselves caught in a trap or a snare set by them. It is impossible for someone to imagine or to try to see without knowing what to look for or what they're looking at. The healing of this man born blind is a picture of each of us born into this world. We are born blind spiritually. And we are born not being able to see God as he is, to know him fully, and yet we know that there is something more than what we are able to see, for he has written on our hearts his laws and his ways. There's a need within us, and sometimes we recognize it when we are under conviction for what we have or are thinking of doing, or sometimes we are called out for what we have done and we rebel by making excuses and placing the blame on someone else. Today's favorite term to describe this is being radicalized. It means someone or something has had such great influence over your life that it has changed your life from one extreme to another. And the determination as to if it is a good or a bad change is in the eye of the beholder. There are no longer any standards to go by. There are too many moving parts today, and with everyone able to change everything about themselves, who knows who did what, or what they believe, or what they're even capable of doing. I am the light of the world. These words were spoken to those with Jesus that day as they watched him spit on the ground, make clay with the saliva, and anoint, cover the eyes of the blind man with that clay. Some would say that this man had nothing to lose by letting Jesus do this, and they would be right. But they fail to say with the same breath that this man had everything to gain by Jesus doing this. We are that same man today. We hear the sounds of today, and yet we cannot see what is really happening. We cannot put together the sounds of danger with the sights that we have to see, because we do not want to see what is really happening. And we do not want to hear those sounds being heralded, because it threatens to disrupt our little bit of confidence that we have in ourselves and to face and function day by day. In other words, we have come to accept we cannot do more, and we want to hold on to what we have, and we keep hoping that someone else will step in and do what we will not do for ourselves, and we refuse to acknowledge that we are an oppressed and, in many cases, becoming a possessed people. The day is drawing to a close, and we just want to party on. We need to be rescued, but we want that rescue on our terms, with our conditions, and at a time of our choosing. Again, we find a person that is in need, and of their encounter with Jesus. We have read of the nobleman's son being healed, the lame man made to walk, of Peter's walking on water until he took his eyes off of Jesus. And when there was a need, Jesus turned the water into wine, and he fed the 5,000 plus with 5 small loaves of bread and 2 fishes. Do you really think that there is something within your life that he cannot help you through? Or that he cannot meet that need for you or show you how to do it? That he does not want to give you eyes to see? Do you think that you are beyond saving, that you're not good enough because you have acted a certain way for the entirety of your life or have made bad decisions that find you hating what you do, hating yourself, and not knowing what to do to change it? You may be spiritually blind today, not knowing God or seeing his hand at work in your life. But I want to remind you that he will preserve those that he knows will come to him even before they know him. I myself can testify to that, because before I knew him, he brought me through many dangers, toils, and snares, and I'm here today for one reason, and that is because of him and his love for me. I know who I was, and if he could love me, then there's no one that he cannot or does not love. The question is, do you want to see him, to love, and to be loved by him? Do you want to see him? To see the one who calls you by name, inviting you to come and to follow him? Do you want to see the one who is there to keep you from being covered by the rising waters of this life, or who will reach down into the pit and pull you out? Who will pick you up when you have been beaten and broken by the things of this world, and who will gather you in his arms and comfort you when there is nowhere to turn and trust has become an illusion? There's so much to see in and through his eyes. The world begins to make sense in its actions and its beliefs when you see through the Lord's eyes. And when he reveals himself to you and the things of this world and the powers that temporarily rule it today, it is then that you can see what is happening around you, and you have no need to have fear of it, because you have redirected your trust from the things of this world and from yourself and given it to him. You can be healed. You can be made well. Your sight is there for the asking. The question is, do you want to be healed? Do you want to see? There are times upon us that you need to see them as they truly are. So many are in need of prayer for healing, for gaining their sight, and there is only one who can give to them all that they need to navigate these days and to prepare for the days that will lead to eternity's rest. Be not deceived. There is no other light in this world that will open the doors of heaven to you, or that will tear the veil away that keeps you from seeing the spread of darkness in this world. There is no other voice that will lead you onto the path of righteousness and holiness, where you will be given the privilege of being called a son or daughter of the one true living God. You live one life, but it is part of two realms, the physical, which is temporary, and the spiritual, which will be for eternity when time is no more. The life that you live today will end on the earth, but how you live today and who you believe in today will determine what eternity will look like for you. You are living today where you will live eternally, whether you believe in the Son of God, in Jesus, or you don't. But the fullness of that life will not be made known to you until the last day, the last breath. And at that, where you have chosen to spend eternity will be set, and there will not be a time, nor will there be an opportunity to plead your case before the throne of God on judgment day. And be not deceived, it comes, and even the devil knows that. And so I ask you, do you want to see the glories of God, or do you want to feel his wrath, to live in darkness, or to see the light of the world? Call upon the name of Jesus. Give to him your heart. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.